John, you are uniquely qualified to respond to the criticism leveled at Penei Sewell. We have an all-pro sitting right here.
Yep.
And we have an all-pro with some quotes. Mitchell Schwartz, familiar with his work?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He said about Penei Sewell, who is ranked second among offensive tackles and number one among right tackles, quote, "Whoever's running Sewell's PR firm needs a raise. A Super Bowl champ who's earned four all-pro selections in 5 years with the Chiefs," that's a Schwartz resume, "says, I don't care how good of a run blocker you are. Being an average or above average pass blocker means you aren't the best on your side or the second best tackle overall. Everyone's going to think I hate Sewell. I don't. He's still the second best right tackle. He's just not good enough to get the accolades and praise he currently is."
So, and it, his, in his opinion, Lane Johnson should be the number one right tackle.
Yes.
And it, like he said, I don't want this to come across like I don't think Lane Johnson is any good. Lane Johnson is amazing. I just believe, and we're splitting hairs here when we're talking about Lane Johnson versus Penei Sewell. To me, if I'm putting together an offensive line, I want Penei Sewell over Lane Johnson. And part of it is the offense that I'm running. I want to be able to run the ball. Yeah, the physicality of it. And you know, Mitchell Schwartz addresses that. He's very physical. He's really good at run blocking. But what I like about Penei Sewell, and I think he's number one. I would put him above Tristan Wirfs because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, availability is a part of the equation.
Yeah.
Penei Sewell, when was the last time Penei Sewell missed a game?
He hasn't, has he?
No.
No.
And so I know he's going to be there every time, and that's a little bit of fool's gold. At some point, he's going to miss a game because he's dinged up or something happens. But his pass protection, he's a guy that you have the ability – Lane Johnson's not going to go play left tackle. You have the ability with Penei Sewell to play either left or right.
So, but what do you say? He says 30th in pass block grade by PFF. That's average to above average relative to players like Johnson, who he's being compared to. Do we overrate Penei Sewell as a pass blocker?
No. And some of the numbers with PFF, I've always said that I don't necessarily agree with. There's really – it's really hard to quantify – what you see offensive linemen do. What I see in Penei Sewell, some of it I've already talked about in terms of the explosion in the run game, his footwork, his there's footwork for run game, there's footwork for pass game. The run game, you never see him get beat inside. You see, and if he does take a bad step, which is a rare occasion, he has such great athletic ability. He's one of those rare guys that I would tell young players, watch the end result, not necessarily how he gets there, because I didn't have the athletic ability to get away with what Penei Sewell can do. If I made a mistake, most times it was terminal. For Penei Sewell, if he makes a mistake,
he can rally.
He can rally. He's got the ability to make up for it because he is such an unbelievable athlete. He's probably in the top five, top three athletes on the Detroit Lions. And you put that across the league, he is one of the top athletes in this league, regardless of position. Now when you're talking about pass blocking, his ability, to flip sides and set as a left, you know, out of that left-handed stance as a left tackle or right as a right tackle is remarkable. But his fluidity in pass setting, his ability to throw change-up pitches. He doesn't always have to set the same way because he's such a great athlete. He can jump set a wide edge, which is not something that you would ever really want to do, but he has that ability to do that because if somebody comes inside, boom, he's got that inside foot. He's right there. He closes it off. He makes you think you've won, and then all of a sudden you're on your back and you haven't. The use of his hands. He is as good as you're going to find at the tackle position with the ability to use his hands and never get caught off balance. And I say never, almost never. It's going to happen. You know, Lane Johnson ends up on his butt sometimes. Penei Sewell ends up on his butt sometimes. But I just like his technique. I like his recoverability. I like his athletic ability, his footwork. is so ingrained in him, and he's one of those guys that just simply plays with his food. I'm going to make you think that you got me around the edge, and then all of a sudden I'm going to run you 15 yards deep when you thought you were able to get to the quarterback. I'm going to overset you, think you got the inside, and then all of a sudden I recover, and boom, I've made my life easy because I can just simply do whatever I want to do knowing that I'm going to beat you. I get to have fun going out there and just dominating every single time, no matter the opponent.
I'm not going to say anything better than what you said. I mean, this is your position. This is right tackle. This is the National Football League. I think just to bolster your point, he gave up one sack and 600 pass blocking snaps a year ago, so I'm not really sure PFF, I use it as a tool, not gospel. To your point, if it didn't look mechanically perfect, but at the end of the day, the other guy's not hitting Jared Goff. At the end of the day, it doesn't generate pressure because he wins.
Yeah,
that's his job. And sure, I would agree with the point that he gets a boost popularity-wise because of physicality. Right, finishing blocks
So that's a detriment.
No, I'm not saying it is.
But he gets a boost because he's damn good at it.
And he points out because Ben Johnson let him do fun things like catch and throw passes. But that speaks to his athleticism, and it does help his popularity, but it doesn't change the fact that this guy's nails. He's phenomenal, and I'm just happy we could have you refute some of what Mitchell Schwartz had to say.
Yeah, happy to go in depth on that one at any time.
John, his footwork, two times he's he's had the ball. He's tripped.
I'm not going to justify that. Yeah,
he could be a more well-rounded skill player.
Yeah,
he's got this tackle thing down pat.